All right, we are talking today with eQuest, and on the line, we've got Joan Cutler from eQuest, along with myself. If you don't know, now you know. You got Pepper Stewart here, along with the legendary Navy veteran, Sherry Smith, my co-host, on the line with us. And we're going to talk to Joan about eQuest and kind of find out what they've got going on here in Dallas, kind of what it's about, different things and opportunities they have, and you know, Corona's been going on. Everybody has it, or they don't, or they drank it. We don't know. So we're talking about just a little bit of everything. So with that, Joan, what have you been up to?
Well, I was just telling you before we came on the air that I have been cleaning stalls, because usually we have a bunch of volunteers to come out and help the barn folks with that. And I've been gladly cleaning stalls because it's kept me out of the house and with the horses. And even though we haven't been able to see clients, we've been able to be out with the horses and keep them going and keep them in good shape for when we get, for when we got started.
Okay. And eQuest, we've, you know, we've talked about eQuest from time to time over the last year or so, but do you want to kind of tell the folks a little bit about eQuest and what you guys do?
So eQuest is a traditional therapeutic horsemanship program. We offer several different programs. Horsemanship is probably our biggest program, and that teaches kids and adults to ride to the best of their ability. So in our therapeutic riding program, that means that some people may ride with a leader and two sidewalkers. Some become very independent riders. We also offer physical therapy and occupational therapy incorporating the horse. So instead of going to a clinic and sitting on a big rubber ball, you come to eQuest and the therapists incorporate the movement of the horse into their therapy treatment plan. We also offer equine facilitated counseling. So we have three mental health professionals that work at eQuest. And they use the horse as part of their counseling program. And again, instead of going and sitting on a couch and talking to somebody, you come out and the horse and the equine specialist and the mental health professional go out in the pasture or wherever they decide to do their activities that day and do their counseling in that way. We also do therapeutic carriage driving, which is just what it sounds. We hook a horse up to a carriage and learn to drive.
And you guys do a lot of stuff. Right now is, it's June. It's PTSD month. You know, June 27th is actually PTSD day. So, you know, you guys offer the Hooves and Heroes that helps folks with that. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
So our Hooves for Heroes program is actually our veterans program, our military veteran program, and all the programs that I just talked about earlier, we offer to military veterans, active duty, and their family members. In our traditional programming, we require the clients to have a diagnosis to come and participate, but because our veterans program is a wellness program, we want them to come out and hang out with us, so we do not require a diagnosis for that. PTS is post-traumatic syndrome, and it can happen in a lot of ways. A lot of people think that only combat trauma leads to post-traumatic syndrome, post-traumatic stress syndrome. But trauma can be caused by anything that overwhelms a person's ability to cope, and what's traumatic for one person might not be traumatic for the other. So we incorporate the horse into the treatment plan. Horses don't lie, and they live in on high alert, but they are also peaceful, which models for clients struggling with PTS how they can do the same, how you can be on high alert and yet calm yourself and live a peaceful life. Horses are also herd animals, which models for clients how to live in and be supported by a community. We heal through relationships with others, and that includes includes the horse. Horses are also sensitive to their environment, which includes humans. So they mirror back to the client what the client is experiencing, providing immediate and honest feedback. So you can BS a lot of things, but you can't really do that to a horse.
No, and there's been so much research and studies done on equine therapy and its wonderful success rate on people who serve, and also civilians that have been through traumatic experiences, which is more and more often nowadays.
Yes.
So I'm curious, how long does it take where you typically see a response to this type of therapy? I mean, of course, I know it's going to be different per person, per trauma. But do you see kind of what are the results, and do they come back more than once? Is it a week-long thing, a one-day thing, or is it something that extends over months?
So you're completely correct in the fact that it's different for everybody. Equine-facilitated counseling sessions usually are scheduled, just like you would regular therapy, once a week. So a client would come on Monday at 5 o'clock and continue to come as long as they are working with the mental health professional and meeting their goals and continuing to see progress. So one of the statistics that we can share is that in 2019, 100% of the Equest equine-facilitated clients reported a decrease in their PTS symptoms as much as a third. So their symptoms went down a third. And we saw, I'm going to have to get this number right, I think about 50 clients in 2019. So it definitely works, but it's very dependent on the client and what their needs are.
Right, their participation, and then I know that level of post-traumatic stress disorder can certainly vary among people. Huge difference
among
different people. And so I did see on your website that you have trained professionals, trained therapists that come in. Can you tell me about who they are and what they do?
So Leslie West is our mental health manager, and she is a licensed counselor. And then we have two other contract therapists that come out and work with us. And one is there on Mondays, and I think Karen is there on Tuesdays and Fridays. And so we have counseling services available Monday through Saturday at Equest. And Leslie, who's our counseling manager, schedules all of those sessions.
Okay. Well, if there's a veteran, you know, that's listening or watching us, and they're interested in the program, they're local to Dallas, and they want to join the program, how would they do that?
They can go to the website, which is www.equest.org, and there is a ton of information on our website. There's a tab for programs, and then there's a tab for the veterans program. Or they are more than welcome to contact me directly. My name's Joan Cutler. My email address is J as in Joan, Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, at equest.org. And our phone number is on our website, but it's 972-412-1099. And my personal extension is 213. And I am glad to schedule a tour with anyone that wants to come out and see what we do and learn about our program. People enter the Equest Just for Heroes program in a lot of different ways. Military veterans are service oriented, so a lot of them come to us as volunteers because they want to come and help, and they get to the program as volunteers, and once they're there, they realize that we have services that they can benefit from. So I don't really care how you get to eQuest, as long as you get to eQuest and let us talk to you and tell you a little bit about what we do.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, it's wonderful that you reach so many also, because there's so many that need this kind of therapy and to not have to use either as much medication as they would otherwise. And I know sometimes that there are some that really don't want to use any medication at all that might be prescribed from the VA. And so to have something else for them to try and see if it's successful for them, and it sounds like it is, that's huge. That's a wonderful gift to give those who would die for our freedom. So thank you for all your hard work.
Well, thank you for your service. I also want to make sure that I mention that services for active duty, military, and their immediate family is free of charge at eQuest. We feel that you have paid the price, so we offer those services for free.
Donating to the cause or helping you guys out, what's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Again, our website has a lot of information. Boots and Salutes is usually our largest fundraiser for our military Hoods for Heroes Veterans program. But we are doing it virtually this year because everything's a little different. So the week starting July the 12th will be our virtual giving week. There'll be an auction, and we're also rolling out a new thing called the Wall of Heroes. And there'll be different levels that you can participate in, and it will be on our webpage. And for differing amounts of donation, you'll be able to honor either a current military person in your life or a veteran that you want to honor by having them on our wall. So here is a $1,200 level, and then a $500 level, and I think a $250, a $100, and then we have a roll call level that's $50. So that is one way that you can donate to the Hoods for Heroes program.
Okay. Well, that works. We'll get that out there to the folks in viewer land and listening land. And, you know, Joan Cutler right here with eQuest, you know, we appreciate you visiting with myself, Pepper Stewart, and Sherry Smith. Tell us a little bit about what eQuest is doing this month, especially for June, which is the PTSD month, and a little bit about you guys and what you got going on, which everything's different now because just everything is, you know, it's COVID-19. Put your mask on, close the doors, lock it up. So everything's changed, everything's different, but life still goes on. We've got things to deal with. So we really appreciate you visiting with us and tell us what you guys are doing, and we'll see you down the road.